I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Piracy is big in the Gulf of Aden and the Indian Ocean. Pirates in speedboats attacked more than 100 ships off the coast of Somalia last year. In response, dozens of warships from the U.S., Britain, Germany, and Canada, among others, have been patrolling the waters. Here is a distress call. It was received by a Canadian warship earlier this week. The captain of this vessel is saying he's being fired on by pirates.
Please send somebody, send helicopter over. They throw to us rockets.
That call was received by the HMCS Winnipeg. That's a Canadian warship currently patrolling the area. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's David Common is aboard the HMCS Winnipeg, and he says that these calls for help come in frequently.
Every single night, every single day are distress calls like that from frantic captains of cargo ships pleading for any military vessel to come to their aid. Often they're being fired upon, rocket-propelled grenades, AK-47s, rounds flying towards the bridge. The crew simply calls out, screaming a lot of the time like this, for someone to come and help. They say, come and send a helicopter, please, because in these waters, helicopters can move so fast and so far away from the ships that they're based at that they are often instrumental in thwarting these pirate attacks and have been cited in the fact that in the past 3 weeks, there has been no successful pirate attack.
All right. Now, you were aboard the HMCS Winnipeg when it approached one of these skiffs, which apparently was a pirate skiff. And tell us what we're hearing.
Hey, move to the front of the boat.
Front of the boat.
Front of the boat. All of you move to the front of the boat. You up there.
So what you're hearing is the aftermath of a chase. The helicopters identified these as suspected pirate vessels, largely because there was a ladder in one of them, a ladder that's used to climb on board these cargo vessels. In it, you're hearing the boarding party, the armed boarding party that's left HMCS Winnipeg, goes over in a speedboat, heavily armed, and yells at the Somalis in the boat to move up to the front of it. They do this, of course, at gunpoint, leaping into the skiff and begin searching it after having searched the suspected pirates themselves. And they found underneath the engine rocket-propelled grenades and these AK-47 assault rifles, pistols, a large amount of other weaponry. And this, of course, was the second boat that day that they'd found. So it was for HMCS Winnipeg, for this Canadian warship, a very big find.
All right. That's a very big find. The problem is, what happens after they find the RPGs and after they're able to apprehend these suspected pirates?
Indeed, that's the legal conundrum in these waters and to this problem. Ultimately, under international law, you can only prosecute someone if, in fact, an attack is successful, if, in fact, they carry out an act of piracy. And therein lies the problem. The warships out here, by and large, will only go after pirates that are attempting to hijack a vessel. Once it has been hijacked, out of fear for hostages' lives, they leave it alone. Largely, they don't feel they have the capability, they don't want to get involved. And under the law, they can't do anything if they seize pirates who haven't themselves seized a vessel. Finding weapons, however suspect, isn't enough to prosecute someone.
All right. And that means that they have to get them in the, what, 2 or 3 minutes that it takes for the pirates to actually board the boat, according to this law of the sea. Now, the result of the fact that so few of these pirates are being arrested and prosecuted is what?
Well, the result is that when they are disarmed, they go back to Somalia, rearm, and there's no shortage of weapons there, and they come back out to the sea and hope not to be stopped by a warship when they pick their target and attempt to board.
Well, right now we know there are 46 warships patrolling the area in the Gulf of Aden, trying to chase after these skiffs or at least possibly present some kind of warning to them. What's it like for the folks who are on board ships like this, if they have such a small window in which they can prevent piracy from happening?
Well, they feel great when they actually pull it off, when they do find pirates before they attack or during an attack. It's a big morale boost. And certainly in the past couple of instances where they found weapons on board, it's been another shot in the arm. But there is some underlying frustration at the fact that they could very well see the same faces again next week or next month.
All right, the CBC's David Common speaking to us from aboard the HMCS Winnipeg in the Gulf of Aden, on the lookout for pirates in that region. Thank you very much, David.
You're quite welcome.